There are lots of things you can spend your tax refund on, but one thing you don't have to spend it on? A new smartphone. Switch to MetroPCS now and get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones for brands like Samsung and LG. Plus, you're on T-Mobile's blazing fast nationwide 4G LTE network. Hurry, switch to MetroPCS and get two free smartphones after instant rebate. One heck of a deal, only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Spotlight Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. You can go to my website, Tolger.net, for more information. Twitter, Tolger, Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Tolger, Pinterest, Neil Haley, and Google Plus, and also on Periscope, at Total Tutor. And every week, Rob Roselli tells it like it is. And truly, every week, things develop in the news that makes us believe that this prophecy is going to come true. Just from last week, what Donald Trump said, to all these other crazy things in the news. So I want to program author Rob Roselli. Rob, how are you, man? And like you said, he writes itself, doesn't it? Specifically the news every week.
Things are unfolding at a rapid pace, Neil, and it's just, things are just getting more bizarre and crazy, and here we are. Today's December, the 14th, 2015, and I don't know where to start. I'll let you ask the questions, and we'll take it from there.
Right, and we can get back to where you were with the book as well, but I mean, just to look at specifically enough history when Donald Trump basically decided to say that all Muslims should not be allowed in the country until there's a proper vetting. They basically have called him a bigot. They've called him everything in the book, meaning the left and right. And you're definitely not a Donald Trump supporter. And you don't think he's going to benefit the country at all. But by him saying this and seeing the response, what's your thought on all this?
Well, as far as Trump goes, I mean, he's the best of a bad lot. And you know how I feel about this whole thing, and I'll state it again. I mean, until somebody, one of these clowns gets up there and says, we need to cease and desist immediately. The scam Federal Reserve System, this insane debt to prosperity system, so-called, that people like these hacks, these academic hacks, and these elitist and utopian morons like Paul Krugman at the New York Times, with these Keynesian economic policies that the government needs to borrow and spend money to get us to prosperity. I'd like to say the dumbest thing I've ever heard, but there's so much competition for that title that it's hard to say. But anyway, until one of these clowns gets up there and says we need to just trash that system and go back to the hard money system as specified in Article 1,
right.
Section 8 of the Constitution, then I don't really take any of these guys seriously. But again, you know, Trump is the best of a bad lot. Now, as far as what he's saying about the so-called religion of peace, it's just simple common sense, but that's being shouted down in a cacophony of political correctness that this country is devolving into, again, thanks to our useful idiot Ford Foundation-funded morons, so-called professors at many colleges, et cetera, the American Civil Liberties Union, the communist-founded scumbags, the separation of church and state scam, pedophilia, defending low-life scumbags at the American Civil Liberties Union. The guy, I think, was out in Colorado, the chairman of the board of the ACLU, whatever he was, calling for not just Trump, but Trump supporters to be shot. Now you're starting to see the fangs are starting to come out from these so-called tolerant liberals in regards to just to anything and just being questioned. And in this instance, Donald Trump saying we need to ban or temporarily ban the religion of peace. Now, mind you, the religion of peace, you don't really need to go very far. You just go to Barnes & Noble and buy a copy of the Quran and read it for yourselves and see what it says about killing the infidels, or if you don't kill them, you should make them your slaves or charge them a tax. I think it's pronounced Dimri. And Pamela Geller, whom many have heard of, I mean, she's probably the most outspoken critic of the religion of peace in this country, much braver, much more, shall I say, male body parts, if you know what I mean, than many of our so-called weasel congressmen and congresswomen, these lowlifes with a 9% approval rating and falling congressmen. As far as the religion of peace, she had a great article in regards to if you want to ban violent speech and violence, then you should ban the Quran.
Right.
Of course, we don't see that happening because what we're having, look, you know, what's happening, well, let's just get right to the point, is in it's just a persecution of the Christian religion is what is really manifesting itself in the so-called enlightened Western world in Europe and in these United States, the formerly great United States, is really what's at play here. I mean, it's really getting to be quite a joke as to what's going on. So, you know, by him saying that, it's just common sense. You know, you don't see Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, Christians threatening to inundate subways. I think it was in Germany or with sarin gas, and you know,
right,
in Geneva, I think a couple of so-called Syrian refugees were caught trying to smuggle in poison gas. You know, of course, you know, in this country, the San Bernardino massacre a couple of weeks ago, 9/11.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, I'm not one of these, shall we say, I'm not one of these complete conspiracy kooks. You know, I do believe 9/11 was, you know, without getting into the whole architects and engineers
right.
truth, as far as that goes, I mean, it's obvious that the Muslims were being used as pawns in a much bigger game. So really what we have, again, we talked about this a few weeks ago, you know, and for people that don't know, and the shows are posted on my site, and I'll get more posted hopefully this next week. You know, I'll get the rest of the links from you, and, you know, we've been going back and forth with that. But anyway, go back to the middle of November show, though. I don't remember the exact date, November 17th, or around the middle of November, where
right.
we discussed Revelation 17 and 18, and what we see unfolding is, remember, there's going to be a great economic collapse, okay, which I believe is a deadly head wound talked about in Revelation 13. Then you go to Revelation 17 and 18, okay, so you have this great economic collapse, and then you have this beast, the whore, which is the United States, sitting on the beast, the ten-headed beast, riding the beast, but the beast shall hate the whore and burn her with fire, and her destruction shall come about in 1 hour.
Exactly,
okay, which echoes of the Old Testament. But anyway, we went through that line by line, but that is the situation we have unfolding before us, right before our very eyes, the United States on the verge of a calamitous economic collapse of biblical proportions, followed by some scam world peace treaty, the framework of which, by the way, and echoes of which are reflected in this climate change scam, and maybe we can get back into this when we talk about the un-American genocidal complex. So you got this scam, this framework, this scam worldwide peace accord, you know, whatever, world getting together, whistling kumbaya, and, you know, eating ice cream or whatever with this so-called, you know, climate change agreement that took place last week, economic collapse. At the same time, the beast that hates the whore, and if you look at Obama or the so-called scam in the White House, I believe he's the image of the beast that hates the whore. I mean, Obama hates the United States. I think that's obvious.
Yes.
Anybody with an IQ above around 11 can see that by now. So in other words, everything is falling into place quite rapidly. And I say this most unfortunately, but everything is falling into place. Again, economic collapse, fake peace treaty / some kind of economic agreement. Remember 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, when they cry peace and safety, then destruction shall come upon them suddenly. And then some kind of nuclear EMP ambush of the United States by some combination of Russian / Chinese, North Korean, / Religion of Peace, these so-called Syrian refugees that are coming into this country unhindered, encouraged by Obama, okay?
Yes.
Illegally, against the wishes of many state governors, they're still coming in by the literal busload, getting shipped all over the country as we speak. Homeland Security, so-called, which is really just Obama's personal SS, okay, the DH Stasi, as they like to call them, okay, shipping these people all over the country, unresisted, getting in place for this final conflagration, which is going to unfold before our very eyes. And again, this destruction is going to come about very quickly, like in 1 hour. And the best place off the top of my head I can think of to read about in the parallel in the Old Testament is Isaiah chapter 47, which is an exact mirror image of the destruction that's going to take place from a biblical standpoint of these very United States, of this formerly great Christian nation, this complete whore, spiritually speaking, of the late great United States. So hopefully that kind of answers your question as to why I can't take any of these bozos, these
right.
clowns, these morons seriously. It's just, it's a joke. It's pathetic. It's disgusting. Chris Christie, Marco Rubio, even Ted Cruz, you know, you want to like a few of these people, a few of these men and women, but then when you step back and you look what's really going on and the impending danger, the impending genocide that's happening, that's being set up in this country right now, you just cannot take it seriously. But Trump, to his credit, at least he's shaking things up, at least he's getting people involved, or is waking people up, or whatever you want to call it. But again, he's just, and he has a liberal past, he has liberal tendencies, he's a great social conservative, but that's not to say he can't be converted. I mean, everybody, you know, everybody has a different salvation plan, and we have to pray for the man, and hopefully he comes to the realization that there's no way in Hades that this guy can take on the so-called establishment from a purely human perspective. It just can't happen, and it won't happen. But anyway, this is just where we are today, December 14th, 2015.
Oh, exactly. It's where we're at, Rob, and it's definitely something that, as we're talking about in this first segment, we have to be concerned with, because all this is coming true. And the only way to stop this, Rob, would be how?
I don't believe it can be stopped. I don't believe it was ever meant to be stopped, the cult conspiracy. And again, you know, and let me just, you know, obviously for people that may not know, I mean, my website is boxofsunglasses.com. It's one word. It's representative of the box of sunglasses that Roddy Piper finds in John Carpenter's great classic, They Live. And that's where you find a lot of this information that we're discussing. But anyway, it's just short of a nationwide revival in the order of the ancient city of Nineveh, okay, the capital of the Assyrian Empire, okay, back there, and that's, you know, noted in the book of Jonah, okay, sort of some kind of serious, and I'm not talking these clowns on a Trinity Broadcasting Network, and, you know, I watch these imbeciles now, I read some article during the week about, you know, bringing in Darth Vader figures, trying to get people into the church, or these Christian rockers, or this other jerk-off, what's his name out there, Warren, you know, Rick Warren, okay, that moron, that imbecile Chris Warren, that clown, okay, inviting people like Hillary Clinton, you know, giving her a forum, you know, Hillary, the Margaret Sanger Eugenics Award-winning partial birth abortion baby-killing queen, Hillary Clinton, you know, the treasonous Hillary Clinton whole Benghazi thing, you know, and putz like Rick Warren, you know, people think he's Christian, you know, giving her a forum, that the madam of hell herself, okay, I'm not talking about a revival, Joel Osteen and these other people. You know, you go and sit there in the mega churches and listen to them and their biblical prosperity and all this other crap. Okay, I'm talking seriously, going back to our biblical roots and begging God for forgiveness, as spelled out again in the book of Jonah in the Old Testament. There's nothing that's going to help this nation, and it ain't going to happen. Okay, so right now I'm telling you there is nothing that's going to save this nation. And again, just look at it. I mean, don't listen to me. That's fine. I've been called every name in the book. I've been laughed. I continue to be laughed at. That's fine. I've heard it all. Okay, I'm too negative. This and that. And, you know, everybody's expecting this rosy, smiley picture. But again, that's just not the way it is. Okay, there's nothing that's going to save this nation at this point. And just look at it again. Just mathematical certainty. The economic Titanic known as the Federal Reserve System, the fiat currency debt producing system. Okay, this is what, again, you know, how can anybody seriously say we can save this nation or we can cut spending or we can do anything without getting rid of the Federal Reserve System? It's just, forget conspiracy theory, forget right and wrong. What is the only ultimate truth in the world? What is the only ultimate truth is math, okay, when it comes down to it. And the Federal Reserve System is a mathematical certainty that we're going to come to a point, okay, as a nation and as a world, that the world will cave in under the weight of debt of the Federal Reserve / IMF / World Banking System, okay, which I've said in the past is nothing but a major loan sharking operation. It's nothing but a textbook loan sharking operation, okay?
Mm-hmm, yes.
In other words, we've lived off this fake debt-fueled prosperity, all our welfare, all these useless government workers, these useless wars, just spending money and spending and spending because the Federal Reserve, because people worldwide have been tricked into believing, and there was a time when the United States dollar did have value, when we actually used to make things in this nation and produce things industrially, but we've been living off our accomplishments of the past, off this perceived wealth of the U.S. dollar, and that era has fueled all this, the so-called richest nation in the world. And that's another term that cracks me up when people say that. It's just mathematically impossible. It's like in the movie Titanic, when at the end and the guy says everybody's on the deck of the ship and everybody's screaming and they're all gathered. And the one engineer, you know, the ship is there. People are still on the deck. The lights are still on. Everybody's safe for the time being, but the guy comes in, the engineer that designed the ship, looked at it, looked at the water coming in, okay, the ocean was coming in, okay, into the bowels of the ship, and he says, the ship will sink. It's a mathematical certainty, okay? Extrapolate that situation to the United States economy. It's the same exact thing. This economy will collapse. It's a mathematical certainty. Okay, so it's just, there's no way out. Remember in Matthew chapter 4, we've talked about this. Satan tells Jesus, okay, if you worship me, I will give you control of the kingdoms of the world, because he was granted that power to control the kingdoms of the world, okay, and today, his means of control, you know, President Eisenhower calls it the military-industrial complex. Okay, JFK spoke out about it. JFK was against the Federal Reserve System. He was against this military-industrial complex scam known as the Vietnam War. We know what happened to him. Okay, some people know him as Eastern Establishment, others as Skull and Bones. I simply call it the un-American genocidal complex. Okay, the un being, of course, the UN. And if you look on the front cover of my book, okay, by the same title, you can see the three main elements of the real power players in the world, the real Satan worshiping Lucifer, the light bearer, whatever you want to call it, Illuminati, illumination, okay, which harkens to the Old Testament, your eyes shall be opened, the all-seeing eye in the back of the Federal Reserve Note, which we talked about, the real powers, okay, represented
right, right.
on the cover of my book, the United Nations, the Skull and Bones logo, okay, the Bush family, John Kerry, a lot of other people, Skull and Bones, Yale University, and the Georgia Guidestones, which I call the anti-Ten Commandments, the anti-Ten Commandments of the environmental movement, okay, brought to us by a guy using the euphemism R.C. Christian, and we talked about this as well, Robert Christian, or the Rosicrucians, okay, which, remember, we talked about ties directly into the 18th degree of the Scottish Rite Freemasonry, and remember what we talked about, okay, the number of the beast, okay, it's not some stupid 666 on somebody's forehead or some, you know, some clown, some comic book antichrist with a cattle brand, you know, branding people with 666s, okay. The Revelation 13 says to count or calculate the number of the beast, 600, 3 score, and 6, these three numbers equal 18. It's representative of the Rosicrucians, okay, the same group, or the same group symbolized that brought us the Georgia Guidestones, which are on the cover of the Un-American Genocidal Complex, again, the anti-Ten Commandments, which probably leads us into tonight's conversation, but hopefully
yes.
I've given a nice
you've given a good background on where we're at. So yeah, it's good for, we talked about the news, we talked about kind of updating us where we're going. Where are we going next, Rob?
Well, you know, like I said, I mean, you know, I'm not a date setter. Okay, that's another thing.
Right.
Again, if you read Acts chapter 1, you know, the end of Matthew 24, you know, he says, watch. You know, nobody knows the day or the hour. Okay, and everybody that's tried to set a specific date has been wrong and will continue to be wrong, I believe. But there are signs of the times. But what we're going to have next, say within the next year, couple of years, maybe even 6 months, who knows? Again, these are general trends. I mean, they're happening in parallel, but economic collapse, Obama, the image of the beast, okay, with these scam artists, these losers at the United Nations giving us some kind of fake worldwide environmental / economic peace treaty. Meanwhile, the snake pit, the serpent pit of all these countries are positioning themselves for world dominance, okay, which will involve the takedown of these United States. And again, you know, we went through this at the top of the show. These things, these elements are falling into place as we speak. Okay. So.
And then, as you said before, we have no chance unless there's a Nineveh. Stop us.
We're cooked. Our goose is cooked. I mean, we're just, there's no way to say it. You know, I wish I had a different answer for you. But it's just, you know, short of a revival on the order of Nineveh, of the book of Jonah in the Old Testament, there's nothing that's going to save this nation. It's just that simple. I mean, people can yell and scream and laugh and say whatever they want, and hate and all this other thing. But that's just the plain simple truth. I don't know how else to say it. You know, Donald Trump's not going to save us. Ted Cruz isn't going to save us. The Tea Party's not going to save us. You know, these people, these guys that get on, these guys and ladies that get on the radio and start screaming about conservatism and conservative principles and, you know, screaming to their microphones day after day and calling people like me conspiracy kooks and crazy and tinfoil hatters and whatever, that's fine. You know, all the name calling, you know, I'm okay with that. But just like an avalanche or a snowball rolling down the hill, picking up steam and accumulating snow and mass and velocity as it accelerates downhill, what I'm saying is going to happen. Whether you want to ignore it, laugh at it, get mad at it, disagree with it, that's fine, whatever. I'm just sitting here telling you, as someone that has no interest, no political interest in this game, okay, nothing to gain, okay, at least in a worldly sense, okay, I'm just telling you that that's just what it is. That's what's happening. This is what's being allowed to happen, and this is what is going to happen. I don't know how else, you know, how much more plain I can make it. But let me just say this, you know, as far as hope and hopelessness, and people may be feeling hopeless, and maybe I don't emphasize this enough, but also on my website, okay, is God's simple salvation plan. Okay, when you know that the creator of the universe is in charge of this whole mess, okay, this is what allows me to be as calm and have this calm demeanor. As I'm saying, I'm talking about this, is because knowing that ultimately he's in control of this whole mess, if you read Psalm chapter 2, and you know, God gets on there and says basically he's going to laugh at the nations of the world. He's going to laugh at their calamity. He's going to laugh at the challenge that the nations at the Armageddon that they're going to try and challenge him with, okay? And he's in control. Then ultimately everything is going to work itself out for the ultimate good. Okay, and if you get on my site, you know, God's Simple Salvation Plan, there's links, I think it's on every page of the site. That's perhaps the most important aspect of it. And it really is a simple salvation plan. Okay, it doesn't involve anything. Okay, you know, Roman Catholicism and that whole, that neo-pagan slash, you know, Egyptian slash, you know, Christian religion, you know, there's this hodgepodge of different religions that conglomerated in something to this thing that people call Christianity, called Roman Catholicism, or modern Judaism, or any of these religions. It involves the religion of peace, you know, Islam, you know, basically you got to kill people, like, you know, get to heaven, you know, chop off their alternating hands in fear, you know, whatever it is the Quran says about non-believers. Okay, simple, basic Christianity is none of that, okay? It's very simple at the end of the day. But again, this is really the hope of the world and the hope of the people that are listening or are going to listen to this broadcast. That's the most important takeoff from this whole thing, okay? You know, Isaiah 41, the nations, the kingdoms of the world are but grass. Okay, they're fleeting. Okay, you know, James chapter 4, you know, life is a vapor trail. You know, these are the, when you step back and you look at it from God's perspective, this is really, that's really the big picture here. And that's where people need to pin their hopes. You're not going to, don't pin your hopes on me. Don't pin them on Neil Haley. Don't pin them on Donald Trump. Okay.
Right.
That's just the simple truth of it. I don't know what else to, what it all boils down to. You know, if you read the Old Testament, you read Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, the so-called minor prophets, I'm telling you, the more I read, I mean, the symbolism in there, you can always learn. I mean, every time, even if I reread the same passage 100 times, the 101st time, I always learn something new or something new comes to me. But at the same time, the same pattern that keeps repeating itself. In the Old Testament, I mean, this pattern, the centerpiece of this pattern was, of course, the Jews, or you know, what God called Israel, the Old Testament, with, you know, Israel split into, you know, Northern Kingdom Israel, the Southern Kingdom of Judah. But anyway, the Jewish peoples, okay, in the New Testament, okay, the nation of Israel, Romans chapter 9, the nation of Israel is the body of believers in Jesus himself. Okay, so symbolically, spiritually, it's just a mirror image of the Old Testament, just in a different format. But it's the same concept over and over again. And again, the ultimate calamity is unfolding before us, right before our very eyes, as discussed at the top of the show. And brought to us courtesy of the devil worshippers, our so-called criminal Illuminati elite, okay, which are nothing more than the worshippers of Lucifer, who did take Satan up on his offer of controlling the kingdoms of the world per Matthew chapter 4. Again, what I call the un-American genocidal complex, this combination,
right,
of the money changers, the Federal Reserve, Skull and Bones crew at Yale University, and the United Nations, okay? And I'm going to say right now, again, the sword, if you will, or the weapon of choice of these people to control the world, I've been saying this, and I'll stick to this, although it's been out of the news for the most part. It's kind of creeping back in. But the instrument or the framework that they're going to bring us about, or at least a major part of it, is, again, the radical environmental movement and its climate change, carbon credits, yada, yada, yada. That whole scam is really at the forefront or the centerpiece of this how they're going to pull off this fake worldwide peace treaty. And who's pushing this thing wholesale? Nothing but this image of the beast, this multi-named, multi-birthplace, social security number from Connecticut, even though he never lived there, Barack Obama, Subarker, Barry Sotaro, or whatever this guy's name is that we call the President of the United States. This is his centerpiece right now. Not terrorism, not this impending war with Russia and China, not the impending economic collapse. This guy's number one concern is this idiocy, this stupidity of what we know today as carbon pollution, or calling carbon dioxide a pollutant, is such a fundamental scientific scam. I didn't want to say it's funny because it's so pathetic and it's so obvious what's going on. It's really not that funny.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, just everything that's coming out right now, Rob, we talked about in the prophecy, first of all, we look at specifically the Federal Reserve, we look at our government today and how corrupt it is, we look at the specifics of abortion, that genocide that they're looking to do by killing babies, Margaret Sanger and all that stuff, and you look at specifically enough wanting to make the whole world a one world nation, no longer United States, but a world, global. Everything's about global climate change, another one of the big things. What else do you have covered in that book that we've not discussed yet?
I guess we kind of segue back into the book. I mean, and that's the background. But, you know, but again, you know, I don't remember how far we got into like the introduction and the dedication and this sort of thing in the last couple of shows. And again, I dedicate the book to our friends that make up the Un-American Genocidal Complex. And the four names that I mentioned in there, George Soros. I mean, everybody knows Soros, some of those evil bastards. In the world right now, almost publicly.
Yeah, can we get into George Soros because again, he disappears all the time. We really don't know what he's doing because they try to hide him. But he funds most of what the Democrats do, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, Soros is just look. I named four: Soros, David Rockefeller's a big, and Rockefeller's underlings, Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger. Okay. These are just four of the names. I know there's more names, and you know, I'm not going to run down a rabbit trail of every name that's involved here. But I've got the groups, and I've got the numerology, and I've got the occultism of these groups pretty much nailed on the site and summarized in the book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex. But just to answer your question, and just to speak to George Soros, I mean, he does make the newspapers, and he's the most pity, okay, you know, or to quote the biblical words, fools. Brutish, which is a synonymous with stupidity, these idiots, okay, these left-wing morons that George Soros funds, the MoveOn.org people, the Acorn people, any one of these kooks, freaks, and weirdos, all these groups that supposedly are against capitalism and against the white man and, you know, Black Lives Matter and those bozos, okay, you know, they're against the white man and capitalism. Rolling Stone, okay, these kinds of imbeciles, okay, their very lifeblood, for the most part, comes from George Soros, you know, the most evil man, or at least the face of the most evil entity, the Un-American Genocidal Complex, is George Soros, okay? Nazi sympathizer, just pure evil, okay? Accrued his wealth by manipulating currencies and cornering the market of currencies and trading and shorting currencies in foreign markets. And I think in, I don't know if it's England or somewhere, he was actually brought up on charges of currency manipulation. Okay, and on the Savage, Michael Savage has been covering the fact that Soros funds all these imbeciles, these left-wing groups, okay, that are destroying the United States energy industry, the coal industry, and this sort of thing. And then Soros moves right in and then buys up these stocks, these companies at pennies on the dollar. In the same way that Warren Buffett, okay, another, you know, Warren Buffett with his nice, homely, you know, looks like grandfather face, that scumbag, that Goldman Sachs serpent Warren Buffett, okay, in the same way that he profits off these environmental lunatics and these useful idiots also, you know, a member of Goldman Sachs, you know, Goldman Sachs is right in the middle of the whole Federal Reserve scam, by the way. Those scumbags. But anyway, it's all, what it all boils down to is filthy lucre, okay, money, okay. Remember, you know, 1 Timothy chapter 6, the love of money, not money, the love of money is the root of all evil, 1 Timothy chapter 6. And that's how these people are controlling the world. That's how they wield their power, okay. If you think about it, again, getting back to the Federal Reserve / International Monetary Fund loan sharking operation, okay, people need to look at the big picture here. If the entire world, including the United States, is being weighed down under this mountain of debt, we have to be in debt to somebody, okay? And the debt, the debtors, or the lenders, rather, you know, the debt of a slave to the lender. The lenders are the modern-day money changers of names, of which I just mentioned, okay? How are they controlling the kingdoms of the world? How are they controlling the United States? Congress, it's not these losers in Congress. It's not Chris Christie, that slob, okay? People like him, these jokes running for president. It's the money changers, the Federal Reserve System. So the whole thing's a joke. And George Soros, it just happens to be a very public face on that shadow entity known as the Federal Reserve System or the modern-day money changers, okay? But the bridge over into the book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex, is you mentioned abortion, okay? Now, again, abortion right. had its roots, okay, if you go back, and I trace this in the book, and I'll give a very brief overview. But if you go back to Charles Darwin, okay, now Charles Darwin, you know, in and of itself, you know, as a person, was he the most evil man in the history of the world? I happen to think he was just a loser, a scientific hack, okay?
Right. I mean, his discovery is his predecessor before him said that if you flap your wings, you could turn into a bird through evolution. So,
right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's just, I mean, just look. I mean, you know, Charles Darwin, I mean, it's not a scientific book. I mean, if you try reading his book, it's a joke, okay? And, you know, look, if you want to read a book on science, go out and buy a physics, go out a college book on physics or calculus, okay? If you want to talk about a science book, okay, it's not The Origin of Species. It's just one guy just ranting and raving about nonsense, about stupidity, about some observations and some preordained conclusions that he had about this joke called natural selection, okay, which makes no scientific sense, okay. But as you know, as we stated in those debates, and maybe we'll have another series of evolution debates, but as you know, to the point, okay. And let me just summarize 4 or 5 hours or whatever it was of evolution debates that you hosted and that I had with the physicists and these college professors and these lawyers and all these other so-called intellectuals. The point that came through was that evolution has nothing to do with science. If you talk about pure science, Newton's laws, the laws of thermodynamics, evolution contradicts all of those. Okay, so what it is a group of people, okay, In the 1800s, in the Anglo-American, okay, England, the United States, came up with, well, God doesn't exist. We don't like God. So let's come up with something with a science, with so-called science that says there is no God. Everything you see came about as a result of natural selection. Okay, they've taken the scientific method, they've turned it on its head, just the exact parallel with the environmental movement. Okay, they make the assumption that mankind is evil, he's unnatural, he's causing the issues. Okay, so they make that assumption and they build their science around it. It's the same exact idea. Okay, this is, again, going over to the environmental movement. This is why it changes names from global warming, or started as global cooling, to global warming, to just plain climate change. This way, no matter what happens, all bases are covered. But your initial assumption that mankind is the root cause of everything, of all of it, you know, hopefully people are following what I'm saying. So it's the same exact idea in evolution. You make the assumption that God doesn't exist, and you build your science around that assumption, okay, which intuitively and common sense makes, it doesn't make any sense, okay, because
right.
You say, wait a second, that's not science, it's 100% about religion, and that was exactly my point, okay, and again, you know, I made this point by just asked a very simple scientific question, no God, nothing about religion, in the so-called evolution debates. Okay, and you were there. I mean, and people could listen to it on my website.
Correct.
For how many hours, I could not get one person, even the guy with a doctorate.
No, you couldn't. No, you couldn't.
Physics, I could not get one person to answer a question. How does the Big Bang, or how does Newton laws and the Big Bang, how are they compatible? How does the Big Bang comport with Newton laws? In other words, if you explode something, okay, it, you know, Newton's laws and the laws of thermodynamics say those pieces should go out in a linear path until their energy, useful energy, is gone, and then they'll come to rest. Okay, you have the laws of thermodynamics. You know, energy is not created or destroyed, and motion. And I don't want to go off on that tangent right now, but the point was that the most fundamental scientific laws that many of us learned either in high school physics and chemistry or college freshman physics and chemistry. Evolution cannot even get over that hump, okay? And we're supposed to believe that some unnamed chemical soup evolved into a human brain. It's asinine, it's ridiculous, and the only explanation that makes sense is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that God of this world has blinded the minds and the eyes
right.
of humanity, okay? That's the only thing that makes sense here. It's so stupid. And so many bright people. Let's face it. I'm no physics guru. Okay, I'm no brainiac. Okay, I was an average to above average, you know, engineering student, but certainly no academic guru. These people, in a very real sense, are very intelligent. But at the same time, Romans chapter 1, or 1 Corinthians, if you read 1 Corinthians, you know, chapters 1-3, they've conformed to the science, the foolishness of this world. And again, they've made this assumption about mankind being evil. Okay, and again, this is the backdrop. This is the foundation of which Darwin started to write in the 1800s. Okay, this is the mentality that gave rise to the American eugenics movement. Okay, you know, on the origin of species or the preservation of the favored races in the struggle for life, okay, that's the subtitle. I mean, few people know that. I mean, if I would have said that to you, you'd say, wait a second, preservation of the favored races and the struggle for life, who wrote that? You know, Adolf Hitler? No. The subtitle to Charles Darwin's book, The Origin of Species, okay? So that right there, I mean, you don't even have to read Charles, you just read the front cover and the subtitle to his book, and it sounds very Adolf Hitler-like, okay? And I go through this history
right.
of the American eugenics movement. Okay, and out of the American eugenics movement, which is really a population control movement, okay, out of this popped Margaret Sanger, the American Birth Control League, the Negro Project. I think we've talked about this, but again, I'll say it, if you read her book, her biography, her books in her own words, The Pivot of Civilization, for example, okay, where she calls for the death of children that are going to be born with some kind of abnormalities, the death of, quote, Negroes, black people, okay, through abortion. Okay, and today we know this as Planned Parenthood. Okay, and if you read, you know, you go through all of the statistics of where the Planned Parenthood clinics are, you know, the disproportionately in poor black neighborhoods, okay, and this sort of thing. I think that's the American eugenics movement. This is what gave rise to Adolf Hitler. Okay, Adolf Hitler didn't grow up in a vacuum. Okay, he was funded
intellectually
and philosophically by the American, this Anglo-American eugenics movement, and these population control, these genocidal freaks, these Malthusian psychopaths. Okay, Thomas Malthus, you know, back in the late 1700s, was the original, you know, Paul Ehrlich of his day, you know, the population control guy, you know, the world's, we keep hearing about the, you know, saving the planet and saving the world's resources. We've been hearing that for over 200-300 years now. But it's just a cover for a bunch of rich elite bankers, okay, of the type of the Rockefeller clan, okay, they're just using it as cover. They literally want the majority of the world's population dead. Okay, let me repeat that. They want the majority of the world's population dead because they want to control the earth. Okay, and if you read, you know, again, what I talked about, the Georgia Guidestones, Robert Christian, the Rosicrucians, okay, now you're starting to, you know, the first, what I call the anti-Ten Commandments, maintain the world's population under 500 million people. Okay, this is what is discussed in the un-American genocidal complex. Okay, I know I'm moving through this stuff very quickly, and I'm looking at the clock. I'm already down to about 10 or 12 minutes left in the show.
Right, exactly. You keep explaining specifically why, through your research, you've been able to see specific things occur, and through some of the interviews we've done, you've seen that they have no explanation to evolution, abortion, any of these different things. And then you give us, again, the... not doomsday report, but a report that you really don't think this is going to be stopped. And
It was never meant to be stopped. It can't be stopped. It's things of a spiritual nature. Okay, it's a higher power that we're fighting against. Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm throwing out all these biblical passages, and I hope, you know, people are jotting them down and they'll go back and they'll read them and you know, go into depth of them. You know, again, I don't have time to cover all this stuff in an hour long show.
No, they need to purchase your book, and that's what we'll just update people. BoxOfSunglasses.com. They can purchase your book for sure. They can pick it up at BoxOfSunglasses.com or also follow you at Rob Roselli, where you're tweeting like crazy, right?
Yeah. I try to get on there every day, you know, at least once a day, and respond to people and then put out tweets. And, you know, I mean, I work full time, okay? Nobody's paying me to be a conspiracy kook, whatever you want to call it. But basically, and again, the only thing that's for sale on my site, there's no advertising, there's no pop-up ads, there's no nonsense, is the book, The Un-American Genocidal Complex. And I appreciate, you know, if people want to support me or they want to hear more, that they purchase the book and they can read more in depth. And look, and even the book itself, okay, is in fact just a snapshot or a Cliff Notes version of the quote conspiracy. Okay, you can go deeper and deeper into these rabbit holes, and I try not to go too deep into the rabbit holes. You know, who killed Kennedy? Were the moon landings fake? Yada yada yada. I give enough information, okay, to tell people, you know, who really controls the Federal Reserve System. You know, what really goes on at Skull and Bones and these sorts of things. Okay, what I try to do is go down these rabbit trails far enough to let people know there's something very wrong here, but I don't want to get caught in the trap of going way too deep, and all of a sudden you're in this world of shadows and mysteries wrapped in enigmas, wrapped in conspiracy, whatever that saying is, because that's what I believe, the master of deception or the father of lies, or the people running the world, I believe that's really what they want. You get in there and you try to figure out, well, who was really behind 9/11. I can't tell you for sure, 100% certainty, but I know it wasn't 7th century throwbacks, okay, you know, flying jetliners into buildings, okay, that much I know. Okay, there was much more to it, just like with the San Bernardino thing, okay, there was much more planning, it was much bigger than some, you know, some cave dwellers, some 7th century cave dwellers running around and stoning homosexuals and women and, you know, and all this other nonsense. Crucifying people and throwing them off buildings for blasphemy. It wasn't like those people by themselves aren't pulling all these stunts off by themselves without a lot of help. But again,
right,
there's enough there to know that something's wrong. You know, who's exactly behind it? You know, maybe there's somebody out there that knows. If that's your curiosity, then fine. You know, I'll take it to a certain point and then stop. But anyway, that's the Un-American Genocidal Complex. It's compact. It's a 2 to 3 hour read. There's references there. Everything's there. Okay, but let me say this. Okay, in spirit of what's going on today, and these people in the press, these media harlots. Okay, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. This other woman, I see her once in a while. She comes in. Not that I watch CNBC. This Jones Perry and all these other these morons. Okay, and these Black Lives Matter people. Okay, talking about institutional racism and. You know, and they're being set off against white people in general, these stupid morons, okay, funded by George Soros, okay, and the rest of the whitest, most evil, richest capitalists in the history of the world, the modern-day money changers, the Un-American Genocidal Complex, if you want to talk about institutionalized racism, okay, and it did exist, okay, it's called the social Darwinist. Okay, again, it's called the American Eugenics Society or the British Eugenics Society, okay? People like Aldous Huxley, okay, who was there at the founding of the United Nations, okay? The Rockefeller clan, who was there at the founding of the United Nations, okay? The camouflage they use is the radical environmental movement. The veneer is this scam, this very thin veneer of science known as climate change. Al Gore's comic book, okay, An Inconvenient Truth, okay, it's a very thin veneer, the same camouflage of the same crowd that gave us Adolf Hitler has manifested itself in the radical environmental movement, and again, it's about genocide. It really is racist, okay, because let me tell you, if you read Darwin's book, okay, these people really did believe that black people were pigs and savages, okay, it's in Darwin writes about it. As a matter of fact, on my website, I have something called an evolution quote quiz, and I got so many pages on the site, I lose track of it myself sometimes. But let me, if you go on page 3, I have these, page 3 of my website, boxofsunglasses.com, I invite people to take the evolution quote quiz, okay, and just be, you know, the answers are at the bottom of the link. But the point of the link is you read the quotes of these people and I give you a list of names, you know, Margaret Sanger, Charles Darwin, Adolf Hitler, Charles Davenport, who was in the middle of the American Eugenics Society of the early 1900s. Okay, again, that gave us Adolf Hitler, and that Adolf Hitler used for his so-called science of his concentration camps. But anyway, the richest, whitest, elite capitalists, the same that are funding these idiots today, okay, these people really did believe and really do believe that the white Aryan race is superior to the rest of the world. This is why they are systematically killing off the people of the world, okay? This is the devil at his best setting us off against each other and keeping their eyes off the real target, okay? This is exactly what's going on. But these people... telling you, these people seriously believe that they are the chosen ones, okay? Their god is Lucifer, the illuminated one, the Illuminati, there's that name again. And they're using Charles Darwin or the science, the so-called science of Darwin to justify it, okay? It's still alive today. It's here. It's the undercurrent of what's going on. Which is another reason why I can't, these jokers that want to call, you know, focus on these American evangelicals that want to focus on Israel, Israeli-Arab conflict and waiting for this temple and all this other stuff and, you know, the comic book Antichrist to come up. It's all a load of crap, okay? It's here, it's happening, it's live, and it's characteristic of the father of lies, okay? He's got these people so blinded, so infected with greed, these wolves in sheep's clothing, to go back to the Sermon on the Mount, okay, Matthew chapter 5, I believe it, he's talking about wolves in sheep's clothing. He's talking about these evangelicals, so-called, who are selling people down, you know, just selling them a package of lies, a bunch of crap, and then, you know, and misleading them, you know, whether on purpose or not, just to sell books and sell their wares, telling you that the real father of lies is embedded in the un-American genocidal complex. And when you read that and you compare it and you overlay it to Revelation and in fact the rest of the Bible, the symbolism starts to make a lot more sense. The occultism, okay, the symbolism of ancient Egypt, okay, these literal and figurative slavery of Egypt. You go Matthew chapter 2, out of Egypt I have called my son, okay, the entire world. In other words, what God is saying there, the entire world is Egypt. So that doesn't make any sense. And they say, wait a second, remember we were talking about at the top of the show, well, what's on the back of your Federal Reserve note? Oh, yeah, an uncapped pyramid with an illuminated eye of Osiris, who we've talked
right.
about on past shows. Okay, Osiris, who is synonymous with Apollo, okay, who traces back, and maybe in a future show we can develop this, it traces back to Robert Christian, number 18, 6 plus 6 plus 6. Okay, this has been ongoing since the Garden of Eden, and that makes a lot more sense than this, you know, what people are trying to sell us, no pun intended, about a microchip and a mark of the beast and all this other stuff. And that stuff may very well be true, okay? I'm not saying that stuff's not going to happen. It may come at the tail end here when the economic collapse, and, you know, like they may have to get some kind of mark or some kind of, but at that point, that's at the very end, okay? As far as I'm concerned, these people have missed the last several thousand years of world history by focusing on that, you know, it's like trying to describe a 100-car freight train and focusing on
right.
a caboose or something. It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, in a very broad brush, that is the un-American genocidal complex. And I'll conclude the book, I focus in on the AIDS virus and say that, in fact, it's man-made. Okay, there's no way. The epidemiology makes no sense. Its genetic makeup makes no sense. It didn't come from a green monkey. Okay, that's not conspiracy theory. That's basic fact. You know, I have all the references there. The genetic markers are from a combination of cow and sheep viruses. Okay, viruses that were never found in mankind before until the 1970s, until the AIDS virus was requested by the Department of Defense, okay, and I have the documentation. Everything's packed into the appendix, again, of the un-American genocidal complex, and people may not want to believe it, but that's the reason I started the book the way I did, with a description of the American eugenics movement, its financial and philosophical support to Adolf Hitler, to establish the mindset. People say, oh, that's impossible. There's no way, you know, people would do that. You know, that's crazy and all this thing. I said, no, it's not. Because the same crowd that gave us Adolf Hitler and gave us Mao and Pol Pot and Stalin, you know, but I didn't focus on them. There's books on them, Anthony Sutton and None Dare Call It Conspiracy and these other kinds of books that are out there. I focus on Adolf Hitler because that he really symbolizes, you know, everything that I'm talking about. Okay, but anyway, the crowd that gave us Adolf Hitler, I mean, if there's a crowd that's evil enough to give us Adolf Hitler, who only killed 12 million people, not because he didn't want to kill a lot more and establish this worldwide Aryan race, but because he was contained by the
right.
Allied powers. We don't have time to get into that right now, but anyway.
Yeah, we are running out of time, Rob. Best place to purchase your book and learn more about you. Goes fast. But where's the best place you can find information and purchase your book?
It's boxofsunglasses.com is the website. The book, there's a link there. You can get it on Amazon. There's a PDF download option. And everything's there. I mean, stuff I haven't even touched on. Everything's on the website. Again, boxofsunglasses.com.
All right, Rob. Well, thanks for calling. Good talking, man. And best of luck with everything. We'll see you and talk to you next week.
Hi, Neil. Thanks. God bless.
All right, take care. All right, God bless. That was Rob Bruselli. Take care, guys. We'll be live tomorrow. Take care.
Everyone likes data because when you have more data, you have more freedom. Freedom to do whatever. That's why AT&T is offering you 15 gigabytes for $100 plus $15 for each line. Because the more data you have, the more freedom you can enjoy. Freedom to post more memories, download more fun, and share what matters most with who matters most. 15 gigs of data for $100 plus $15 for each line at AT&T. What more could you want? I sure can't think of anything. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Come in now and get the all-new LG V10, designed to capture, edit, and share high-quality video.
Pricing is monthly for service on smartphones on AT&T Next. Other pricing options available, overage monthly, and other charges and restrictions apply. See a store for details.